Good morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David Gennaro. I'm going to be finishing up our discussion this week on, is the earth flat or round? Really, I'm not viewing this as a debate. I think that the earth is round. I don't have any doubts about that. But I do think we can learn a lot about how do we know what is true by looking at how it actually is more difficult than you might at first think to understand why we know that the earth is round when you hear people who passionately disagree present some other arguments. So I'm going to wrap that up. Let me begin by inviting you to come to church this week. I believe the Bible is true. I believe the Bible is the ultimate resource for life. And I believe that we have to continuously think about it, learn about it, and be applying it to our life if we're going to find all that God wants us to get out of it. God gives us the Bible because he loves us. He wants to guide us to be prosperous and successful, as Joshua 1:8 says. And so part of how you can know and understand and apply the Bible to your life is get regular good Bible teaching and encouragement from other believers who are seeking to follow God in their life as well. And so I encourage you to go somewhere this Sunday you know like that, or you're always welcome to visit us at Beach Branch Baptist Church in Luray for our 9 o'clock service or our 11 o'clock service at First Baptist Church Fairfax. We also have a free Christian counseling ministry at Fairfax. And also, anything that, as I'm talking during the program, you realize that you have some questions that you need answers to, or you don't really know if you have a relationship with God, or your relationship with God is where it needs to be. Or maybe you do have a counseling issue that needs to be addressed for yourself or someone you care about. I always encourage you to call. The number is 943-8237. You can also leave questions or comments about the program, or just simply ask for prayer for something you're going through. The number again is 943-8237. Well, I've presented during the week a number of arguments that people sincerely believe that the earth is flat, and they will give you, here are the arguments. And really, they're difficult to refute. They can give all the arguments, and I can kind of shrug my shoulders and say, you know, I don't know that you're wrong. You know, I haven't measured the distances from ships to lighthouses and calculated the math and how high the lighthouse should be above the horizon. So when you give all these numbers and say, ah, see, the earth isn't round, I can't use science and math to refute you. And so that brings me to the question, well, how do I know that the earth is round? If I can hear all these impressive arguments and I don't know how to answer them, and, you know, the answer comes back, and I'll just be honest, I just don't think they have credibility. I mean, I don't know exactly why their arguments are wrong. I've tried to figure out some of that stuff actually myself, but even if I didn't know any of the reasons why their arguments are wrong, they lack credibility. And the scientific community has credibility to a certain extent. When it comes to something like, is the earth round, the kind of conspiracy that would be that would have to be involved with thousands of people, from NASA, from scientists, to the people that make globes, to Google Maps, and I mean everything else you can think of, I just don't believe that that kind of conspiracy can take place. I think the information would get out there. I think you would know of top-level people or astronauts who would come out and tell us the truth. And if that kind of thing started happening, I might have to reconsider my position. But, you know, I just don't find that reasonable. And so this applies a lot into, you know, how do we evaluate something like, is the Bible true? Number one, I think we need to be very humble. When it comes to any matter of truth, we all have confirmation bias. And that means that there are things we want to be true or things that we've always believed are true, and it would be sort of painful or embarrassing to admit that we've been wrong our whole life or for the last number of years. And so because we've held a position, because we identify with a position, because we want a position to be true, we interpret information as credible and good if it supports our view, and as, you know, oh, that's probably not right if it calls our view into question. And so we have a certain bias. We need to try to overcome that. We have no need to fear truth as believers in Jesus. Jesus himself said, I am the way and the truth and the life. And so the Bible encourages us to be truth seekers, The Bible says the Bereans were of noble character because they examined the scriptures daily to see if these things were so when they heard the Apostle Paul preaching. And so we're to do some fact-checking. We're to have critical thinking skills. We're not to accept everything at face value. But what we are to do is to evaluate different explanations for the facts that we know. And this is all we can do. We have certain facts, information. We know what our parents tell us. We know what scientists tell us. We know what religious leaders tell us. We know what the Bible says. We know what the basic historical accounts are. And we can take all that data and however much more we want. And we have to see, what is the explanation for it? You know, what is the explanation for why I'm here and I think and I'm passionate about other people? I experience love. I experience hatred towards injustice and wrongdoing. I experience a desire to know truth. I have an awe for creation in the universe and see the complexities in life. What is the explanation for that? Is it atheism or is it theism, that God exists or that God doesn't exist? Well, you know, we could debate that. And no matter what evidence I present, an atheist could always say, well, here's my explanation for that. They can come up with an explanation for all of it. And so when I'm talking with an atheist, I need to be somewhat humble. I need to recognize that I don't know all truth. And that knowing truth is actually a very difficult task, and that I'm going to bring my own biases to the table. But also, at the end of the day, as I listen carefully and as I explain why I believe what I believe, at the end of the day, you all have to realize that we all start with certain assumptions. And we all have to start with certain assumptions. And we all have to make conclusions. You can't just sit in the "I don't know, I don't know, I don't know" category forever. We don't do that in life. You know, I don't sit down when I eat lunch every day and wonder, did someone sneak into my house, some stranger sneak into my house while I wasn't looking and put poison in my food? Maybe I need to do scientific tests on this food before I eat it. And even if the scientific tests come back clear, I could say maybe the scientists who made this test, you know, distorted the results of the test, or, you know, made it set up so that it wouldn't show poison. And, you know, they're in on it too. You know, you could go endlessly in life and never be able to make a choice, never be able to do anything. But we all know that when it comes down to it, we have to take the facts as we have it and take the most reasonable explanation and go with it. And so all day long, we're constantly making choices based on assumptions, based on what seems true, based on what is reasonable. And sometimes we're wrong. Sometimes we make mistakes. Sometimes we don't know the truth. I'm probably wrong about any number of things. But when it comes to the Bible, this is something you've got to be sure about. And when I say sure, given all that I've said this week, I mean that when you look at the other explanations, they just don't hold up. They just don't pass the crazy test. It's like the flat earth explanation. I mean, when you start talking about how the Freemasons have for hundreds of years been plotting to control the minds of everyone in the world and make them think the earth is flat, or that the earth is round when in fact it's flat. Okay, this to me just doesn't pass the reasonable test. It raises so many questions. It brings up more questions than it does answers. And this, I think anytime you're starting to go in a direction that is not true, the explanations to sort of explain all the data start to get more and more complicated and keep bringing up more questions than answers. You're not going in a direction that you can trust in or be confident in. I believe that when you look at the Bible and its claim to be God's word, its claim to be the true and ultimate resource for life, that God, our creator, communicates what we need to know to live a successful life, I believe that that holds up better than any other explanation anyone else out there has. By far. And so it is the most reasonable thing. I'm not going to keep questioning it forever. There's got to be a point where I say, God, I trust you. I trust this is your word. I'm going to live by it. I hope that's the conclusion that you've come to as well. I hope this program helps grow your confidence in that. And we'll continue next week with a look at cults. Until then, remember, you can trust the Bible.